Roz's Reality Room.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling my truth.
Oh, what do we have today?
What we have is a celebration. Yesterday, I got to hug the neck of Paul Jamison from Jamison Realty and say, we did it, Paul. We did it. We surpassed the $25,000 fundraising goal for Family Dance Party CLT. Ready for the Alzheimer's Association. Thank you, every volunteer, every donor, every single sponsor led by Paul Jamison.
Yay, Paulie Paul.
Did it. So yesterday, I met with Jimmy from Blue Dot Cares. He put in $5,000 that put us over the top.
Way to go, dude.
And I ran into the church family. I'm not talking about a physical church building. I'm talking about the church family in Belmont. Ran into them at an affordable housing meeting and told them, yeah, I'm really close to my goal. And they said, we got you. Jennifer and John pushed us over the top with a $500 donation that came through in less than 24 hours. Thank you, everybody. So one of the things that I've done with the Alzheimer's Association is continue to be involved in fundraising and also mentoring people who are going through the dementia journey with a loved one.
Right.
And I had the opportunity to sit with a mentee and realize that there was former menteeing that needed to be happening because she accidentally, after following my advice to place her loved one in a facility, she accidentally kidnapped two other people from that facility.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I mean, the way you're laughing about it, I'm assuming everything's okay.
So, yes, absolutely. But there were some issues. When your loved one is in a facility and you would like to take your loved one out for an afternoon drive.
Right.
You must get permission if you would like to pack their friends from the facility into the car.
You can't just load up the buddies.
Right. So, my mentee was visiting her husband, promised to take him on a country drive. And while they were heading out, but, you know, mind you, he's in a facility because he has Parkinson's and Parkinson's has its own dementia that it's friends with.
Yeah.
She needed help getting him out of this facility because he does not walk. He's not mobile. Big guy.
Yeah.
But big guys made some friends at assisted living.
Nice.
So they're getting ready to leave, and one of his friends is sitting outside, and she goes, you know, do you want your friend Arthur to come with us? Yes.
Yes.
So girlfriend, who I'm so surprised at her strength, was able to get Arthur into the car.
Yeah.
And then they drive a little further, and they see one of the other buddies. They see Samuel sitting out on the porch.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, should Samuel come? Yeah. So she manages to get Samuel in the car, too. And they head out to the country. They want to see the farm of another guy who's in the facility. He's not with them, but they want to see his farm because he's talked about this farm he has.
Yeah.
So they drive out to the town where they believe this farm is. And then they realize, well, not they, my mentee realizes, all they know is that the farm is in Shelby.
It's just like a town.
They just know it's in Shelby.
No
address.
They
don't know. But, you know, sometimes in a small town, you can walk up to someone and say, hey, you know, do you know where Percy's farm is? Yeah, Percy's farm is here. So she says, you know, maybe we can stop at someplace here. You know, maybe there's a little shop or roadside stand, antique store where we can stop. And so she says, what's Percy's whole name? And her people, because they came from a facility, they don't know. They're doing good to remember his first name.
No,
you know what
name.
I mean? And the fact that he has a farm. Okay? So they have no last name. She says, okay, well, what's the address? Well, they don't have any type of address.
Just a town.
All they know is that Percy has a farm here.
In a farmland.
So they're driving all over.
How would you even know it, even if you saw it?
She's not quite sure where she's going.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a name. She doesn't have a location. She's just in the country. And now her people are getting needy. You know, these are people who have mobility issues. They need help with things like going to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
They're hungry now.
Right.
They get fed.
Mm-hmm.
So she realizes she's got to get them something to eat because they also have various issues medically that require them to eat when they need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, what do you want to eat? And everybody goes, ice cream!
No, why not? Yeah, yeah. Good choice.
Of course they did. And so she takes them for ice cream and realizes, well, none of these people can walk to the ice cream shop.
They can't get out of the car, the van, or whatever.
And they don't have money.
Forgot about money.
So now I got to get food in them.
Yeah.
And I got to pay for the food and get them the food and then get them back before any bathroom situations happen.
Oh, yeah, bathroom could be a problem.
Bathroom situations are going to be a problem for her and these three men.
Right, right.
So to make a long story short, she gets them back to the facility and realizes that, well, she's a kidnapper. Because you have to ask for permission.
Otherwise, they just won't. They
many
think they
rules.
Disappeared.
Yeah. Many, many, many rules. One of them criminal.
Right, right.
They were broken.
Oh.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
But one of those guys said it was the best Saturday he remembers having.
Oh,
now,
that's
granted,
amazing.
He might have been on a trip last Saturday.
Only right. Saturday.
But in that moment,
it was perfect.
It was perfect. And in the moment, I got the call that we went over the top for the Alzheimer's Association. Thanks to all of you, JD,
excellent.
Matt, Liz, all my family here, Blue Dot Cares, Move, Pat Clean, and Ally Financial, all of the donors. Everything was perfect, and I am appreciative.
And let's move to the mess that is me. Well, you saw on Facebook or Instagram that I had a maintenance guy come in to fix my garbage disposal or replace it, I guess, because he brought in a whole new one. And it turned out that the garbage disposal was just unplugged.
Ooh.
Yay for me.
I remember that happening to you several years ago with a dishwasher.
Yeah, well, that was
called an appliance repair person.
Right, right, right.
Only to find out that the reason why your dishwasher wasn't working was there was a little switch on the wall.
Which I've never seen then or since and ever.
I've seen it many times.
It's crazy. It's weird. But anyway, I just bring that up to say what a mess I am. So
yeah, and when I walked in today, it was so cute. You said, the Matt Man's kind of in a mess right now. Things aren't going so well for the Matt Man. And when you call yourself the Matt Man, speak of Matt Man in third person, I get a little concerned.
I had a good year and a half, 2 year run. That was not so great.
Now,
but
the Matt Man's in a slump, y'all.
I need a W.
What's going on?
Again, big scheme of life. I get it. These are.
We know. Everybody.
And each of them is minor, even on this particular yesterday. But
right.
So
because I know in the whole garbage disposal thing, I know your manhood took a hit.
Yeah. Well, I just feel it. I don't like bothering people. And then on the other hand, he had a very short stay. anyway, so yesterday was a crap show. So right near the end of the show, a button popped off of my favorite shorts. Okay, not a big deal, but I'm just telling you, this is the beginning of the end.
Ooh, I hope this story doesn't involve you exposing yourself accidentally.
No. So I get the call here that I've got to go turn in my rental car because Addie's car was wrecked. Not her fault, but it was wrecked. So I got to pick up her car.
So you got to pick up your daughter's car. Okay. Drop off your rental.
And get to, from here, to do all that, and then out to do my podcast. So I'm in it's a rushy thing, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm. And your pants are undone.
My pants are undone.
Okay.
They're held up by a belt, but there's a big gap. So anyway, I have a long shirt on, thank goodness. So anyway, I go to the rental car place. I pull in. I jump out of the car into a puddle that was the Titanic could have got lost in.
Oh.
It was above my ankles.
Oh, because you weren't paying attention to where you were parking?
Probably. No, but it didn't look that deep. I didn't turn around. I drowned. So my socks are wet. My Hey Dudes are not exactly ones that are water repellent. So my feet are wet now. And I know I'm not going to have any time to do anything about it. So I get the drop off that, get a nice car.
You need your own song, like Turn Around, Don't Drown.
Dummy.
Your feet are not a boat.
Yeah, my feet are not a boat. Yes, that would be right. But it still worked out, whatever. I got the podcast in time, but wet feet, wet socks, which I hate wet. Don't wet socks suck.
I know you hate wet socks. I hate wet socks,
but I get through it. I do all that.
Because that messes with your ADD thing.
Yes, it really bothered me. And there's nothing I can do. I had no time. So I rush home to get Avery to take her to this doctor who is like normally 30 minutes away. But if everybody on the roadways yesterday, you know it was a mess. So that's like a 45-minute drive. Go to the doctor. She's having a crazy time. I go to the doctor another 45 minutes, an hour back. So now it's whatever time in the afternoon, and I've been up since 4 or whatever. So I'm getting a little like crazy, and my feet are still wet.
Some might say you were crazy when you jumped into the puddle, but okay.
Yes. But I get home. I go upstairs to change my socks and my shoes to get into something dry because I still got crap to do. Walk into my closet. Dog crap. Dog pooped in there. You know that?
Ugh! Oh, and that's where she loves to poop. Right. She loves to poop in your closet.
Yes.
That's her special place.
Yes, and then I go over to Avery because, first of all, why is my door open? I keep it closed. Why aren't you walking the dog? Walk into there. She set up like a mini pantry all of a sudden in her room. I see like a box of Oreos and Goldfish and saltines and like, what is happening in here? I left you alone for like a minute. And then we get a little daddle. I'm trying to keep my calm. Listen, this is just what you got to walk through. But she's freaking out and throwing fits. Walk downstairs. Addie walks in and I'm kind of losing my mind. And she's looking through the pantry and stuff like, there's nothing ever to eat in this house. Like,
look at Avery's room.
It's in Avery's room. Yes. And I'm like, okay, this is fine. I'm going to go get food. I'm going to Walmart. Get food because I just want to get out of the house anyway.
Yeah, you are a people of Walmart at this point.
Yeah. Dog food.
You got a belt on, but your pants aren't done.
Open. Yes, I've got.
You are a people, and you're a mess.
I'm a mess.
And you're a mess.
I'm a mess. I'm
mentally. You're frazzled.
I leave the house. I drive maybe 50 yards, and I see a police car. And I'm thinking, uh-oh. And it turns around. And this is a road where you don't see even hardly traffic, let alone
my
speeding? Timing. The officer said I went through a stop sign.
Oh, and that makes sense because you're on a different level mentally at this point.
I know it.
You're tired. Yep. You're frazzled. Yep. Several things have built up that you have not been able to manage.
And I'm hungry.
And now
tired.
You are hangry and heading to the place where hangry people go.
Yep. Yep.
Walmart.
And I know I looked because I looked. I know that I did at least look because I looked to the left. You know, but when I looked to the right, there she was. So I'm driving. She's, she's not pulling over. Then light him up. Pulls me over. And she comes to the car. She goes, do you know what happened there? I'm like, you tell me. And she goes, you didn't even stop at all at that stop sign. I'm like, I am not going to argue with you. And I'll tell you what. It's my kid's fault. I said they are driving
me. This is not Father of the Year material that we're talking about here.
You're right.
No.
I said they're driving me crazy. I said they are driving me crazy. Do what you got to do. Where she goes, where's your...
Arrest me! Arrest me!
I want to go to jail.
I want 3 squares of cotton cable now!
Did you know there was dog crap in my closet, lady?
Arrest me!
And so she's like, okay, give you a license and all that stuff. And she goes, and by the way, you can't pull over here because I pulled into a fire station. She goes, so you got to go up her seat. And I said, you know, I'm a terrible role model. I don't even know why I said that, what that even means, but I just said that.
You tried to give the cop a freaking pity party.
Yeah, and then I drove up and I pulled over. She comes over and I like, I don't know what to tell you. She goes,
I'm a bad citizen. I'm a bad citizen.
I'm a terrible person. I'm a terrible friend. Just, give me my
stuff. Were you expecting the cop to build you up at this point?
She was laughing and.
She was laughing.
Yeah, she was
along. Good.
It was all good. She was very, very nice and sweet.
Because she realized that you were ridiculous.
Yes. And I think.
And you weren't even trying.
No, I wasn't even trying.
That's what makes you so good at radio.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even trying right now.
You're not trying.
So I go to Walmart. Now I'm hangry, angry, mad. Tickets.
Did you get a ticket?
We'll see.
What are you trying to sleep with the cop? We'll see. She's rating my performance as we speak. I got a laugh out of her, and I got her number.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. So I go to Walmart, and you know, I'm already, you know, obviously flustered, hangry, tired, exhausted. It's like 5 o'clock at this point. Whatever.
You just performed for a cop, one man comedy show.
Yeah. Woo! And I'm gathering my things. All of a sudden, a text come in from, here comes one from Avery. Here's the things I want. Here's from Eddie. Like, and I really wanted, this is just a stupid thing, but I, you know, like the hand soap you put by a bathroom or something, right? So one of ours went missing.
All you wanted was some soft soap.
Soft soap, yeah. Well, I mean, I would have put it too.
He does not ask for much.
I don't.
The man wanted some soft soap.
I'll tell you what you'll never find at Walmart is soft soap. I was in, so I go where the mops at crap are. I find a Walmart person. I'm like, where is the hand soap? You know, the pumpy stuff you buy the bathroom or whatever. And he's like, oh, that's over at Home. You know, you got to go over to Home. So I go over to Home. I get by and there's a guy there like, hey, it's supposed to be this pumpy soap for your hands, you know, and here. He's like, no, that's over where the mops and stuff are. I said, I was just over there. He says, well, try again. I try again. I don't know why. I wanted to get that goddamn soap. So I went over there and asked somebody, like, no, it's by the pharmacy. So I go over back to the pharmacy. And I still couldn't find him. I'm like, that's it. I'm done. No soap. No clean hands in my bathroom. So I get in the stupid long
you
line.
You will eat with filthy fingers and like it, children.
Yes. I get in the dang long line. I get up there.
The sacrifices you make.
Get all my crap and all the bags. I get out of there. I'm ready to leave finally. And I hear from behind me, sir. I'm like, what? You didn't pay.
You freaking thief. I stole from my children.
You're just sweet. And so
I'm lame is.
Yeah.
I'm lame is.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Jesus, dude. I'm so sorry. I'm out of it. Whatever. I go all the way back. And there's a line, of course, waiting for me now. Right. I walk up. And
because then, you stole, because you were a shoplifter.
The woman,
so now, okay, because of what other people have done, this is your second crime of the day.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
There's a woman, the woman who's like the next in line waiting.
This is your second crime of the day.
Yes, the second crime,
okay.
At least.
I'm just.
Admitted one.
Okay.
Yeah. The woman
that we know of.
Woman next in line goes, we could tell you didn't mean it. You look pretty frazzled. I'm like, I am.
You looked like a people of Walmart.
I did look like a people of Walmart.
You looked like a people of Walmart.
So I had to say to the line, I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm out of it. I got a lot going on in my life.
You're talking to the people of Walmart. They're like, yeah, that's why we're all here.
So I cashed.
Just pay and move on,
yes,
man.
Yes.
Pay and move on.
I know. So I did. I paid after I waited. I waved them all goodbye. And then I, you know, get in the car.
I'm surprised. It was Walmart. I'm surprised somebody didn't yell, get out of here, loser. We all got stuff going on.
They seemed very understanding. They didn't seem like very.
Oh. Fort Mill Walmart.
So, yeah.
It was a Fort Mill Walmart, wasn't it?
Well, when you see a crazy person, you don't want to. You do want to like poke the bear.
Yeah, and it was Fort Mill Walmart.
Fort Mill Walmart.
I guarantee you, there are WalMarts in this city. One very close to where we are right now, where they would have whooped your behind.
Oh yeah, of course. Yes.
The security would have,
oh, yeah.
And then various other people who were being held up in the line might have jumped in.
You're absolutely right,
and it would have been filmed, and you would have gone viral.
Yeah. And then on the way home, I murdered somebody.
And that was my third crime of the day. But I'm doing a podcast about it. You can find it wherever you find your pods. It's called Impact of Influence.
And there's my win.
Hashtag comedy.
Please rate and share and follow the episode of this podcast. And we'll talk soon.
Charlotte's best mix plays on your smart device at mix1079.com and always on your radio. It's Mix 1079.